Inversion is a time-honored artistic principle. In 1917, Marcel Duchamp placed a urinal upside down on a pedestal and called it Fountain. It became one of the founding works of conceptual art and an icon for the avant-garde throughout the 20th century. Inversion is also a basic scientific principle because it is often necessary to understand a phenomena by investigating its opposite. Natalie German-Janco's tree logic inverts six autumn blaze maple trees in order to see what will result as the logic of the trees, that branches and leaves must grow to seek the sun and roots grow to seek soil and water, works itself out in this new spatial orientation. Like many of her earlier works of art, tree logic is also very much a scientific experiment. It creates a new set of data about trees. In fact, when German-Janco was planning the piece, she consulted several prominent botanists and found that there was considerable disagreement about what exactly would happen to the trees once they were inverted. The scientists were especially divided on how the reversal of gravitational forces would affect the xylem and phloem, the systems by which trees transport water and nutrients. They could not agree on an answer to this and other questions because the data about trees growing upside down simply did not exist. Inversion is not the only similarity between tree logic and Duchamp's Fountain. Both works are also quite funny. Indeed, this is to be expected, for almost all humor is based on some form of inversion or incongruity, some juxtaposition of opposites or reversal of expectations. With Fountain, we laugh at the very fact that someone would be so audacious as to call a urinal art. What could be more incongruous than a toilet fixture in an art museum? With tree logic, we laugh because the inversion of trees is so bizarre, so unexpected, so surreal, so unnatural. Trees are universal symbols of nature and natural order. We are programmed to see them with their roots in the ground and their trunks and branches reaching directly towards the sky. After just a year of growing in this illogical position, the trees of tree logic have already begun to take on a distinctive new shape. The branches are curving up quite sharply on the ends. Is this shape truly unnatural? The trees are still doing what they're supposed to do, growing towards the sun. German-Janco's inversion experiment makes us reconsider our ideas about what is natural, normal, and true, and the role of science and art in determining that.
Now, press stop on your player.